Dave Spadaro joined by head coach Andy Reid inside the studio the day after the Eagles' 19-17 win over the New York Giants. And, Coach, why in the heck are you running the football so much? What's going on here?
Well, listen, Spud, you've got to do whatever you need to do to win the game,
great.
Right?
It was a great game, right. Wasn't it? Yeah. I love the physical nature of the team. I love the energy of the crowd. I love the another fourth quarter win. Your team's got some grit on this football team, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I think that personality that you saw at the end of last season is kind of carried over, and that's a good base. We've got to keep building on it. We still haven't played our best football yet, so we've got to keep building and getting rid of some of the mistakes that we're doing. We eliminated the turnovers, which is a big thing. We've got to take care of some things on special teams and offense and defense. We can get better in those spots, and we'll do that. We'll make sure. I want to just stop this just for a second. You did a great job with the Brian Dawkins thing this weekend.
Everybody did.
No, yeah, the organization did a phenomenal job, but you were kind of heading that up. You were the voice out there and did a nice job.
Coach, thank you. It's not – what would you say in this instance? You know what? It's a credit to the organization. It truly was. Everybody was part of it.
Yeah, it was.
Very nice.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Yep.
And you know what? It was just for the fans. The fans were unbelievable, weren't they?
They were
the
incredible.
Way through.
No, the fans were incredible. Doc was incredible.
Incredible.
You know, people don't realize that you're talking about a Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame player. And this was a guy that Jim Johnson had full confidence could go out and cover the best wide receiver on the football team, the best tight end on the football team, the best running back. You could put him anywhere and let him do his thing. And then he brought the intensity and the big hits along with it. But you talk about
energy. I never saw a guy with so much energy in my life. I mean, he delivered Friday night. He had a party Saturday night. He had the press conference. He had the pregame. Then he had the halftime. And it was all with the same passion and energy. And when you coach a guy like that, you must be like, wow, this is a super, super person.
I was telling him in the tunnel before the game to calm down.
Yeah, I know. I saw you.
Yeah,
doing
I just
that.
Go, calm down. He's going, uh-uh. Let's amp it up. I mean, he was ready to go.
Hey, back to the win. The running game was terrific. And, you know, it was running those stretch plays. Can you kind of, when you watch the film of it, what worked so well? You know, we would see Stanley Havili leading the way, the tight end, the tackle. I mean, it just, what makes those plays work so well?
Well, it's maintaining leverage, establishing leverage, maintaining leverage, and then maintaining your block for as long as you possibly can. And not having penalties. We've had similar situations with plays called back because of penalties. And so stay disciplined and listen, the design of the play, you give Howard Mudd credit for the design of the plays, give Marty the credit for calling the plays, and then these players came out and they played their tail off, and you've got a great running back that you're giving the ball to.
So very early in the game, Coach, you're in this, you know, 0-0 game. You realize that it's going to be one of those old-fashioned kind of football games. So patience, you know, I'm sure you're preaching it to the team. Guys, don't get frustrated out there. Was that what it was kind of like?
Yeah, you know, the I didn't sense any frustration. Mm-hmm. They just wanted to get it right. And so there wasn't any thing where you had to like, pump them up or that. They've got all that. They understand that, and that way you can just focus on trying to find the grouping of plays offensively that will work against whatever defense that they're showing you. Defensively, the guys, our defense really did a great job that first half, and so then it was a matter of whatever second half adjustments that the Giants made, being able to make your adjustments and take care of that. You know that Eli, coming into this, was the best fourth quarter quarterback in the National Football League, so you want to make sure that you know they're going to have something there for you. You know you're going to have to stop a run of plays that you and it's going to go right down the wire. But these guys were ready for four quarters of football, and you give the players and coaches credit for that.
How proud of Michael are you after all the grief he took last week? I don't know if he pays any attention to it or if you pay any attention to it, but and he comes back and plays a really smart, you know, efficient, and at times, daring football. I mean, he kind of wrapped everything into one.
Well, he did, and that's what Michael Vick is. I mean, Michael Vick's a great player. I think we were just seeing him kind of knock the rust off of what he had missed during training camp and putting it together. I think Marty did a great job of putting him in good positions. I thought his offensive line stepped up and played well. His receivers were aggressive tight end had some Brent had some phenomenal plays. And then the running game with McCoy and Stanley. Stanley gets no credit here. Stanley,
he's doing great.
Yeah, Havili just played phenomenal football for us, both on special teams and on the offensive side.
What is Stanley Havili here? I mean, tell me about him. More than just kind of a bruising, one-dimensional fullback, it looks like, right? And I know Leonard Weaver's kind of the prototype West Coast that we've seen here. Is Stanley that kind of athlete?
Yeah, no, he is. He can catch the football, even though the second play of the game it right. didn't look like that. But he's got great hands. He can run the football, which you saw. I mean, he had a couple real nice runs for us. And then he blocks, and he's relentless. He's a tough, tough guy. And he brings great energy to the huddle. So whether it's on special teams or whether it's on the offensive side, he is out there. He is involved. He's talking, communicating, and he's all in.
Andy, there are two, well, there are actually three, four, five players on offense who are really in this galaxy of talent, just really standing out. One is Brent Celek, who's got the most receiving yards of any tight end, who has demonstrated the catch and run ability that he has really sets him apart, doesn't it? And he's not the sprinter down the field. He's a bull.
Yeah, he's a big body. Somebody said Mark Barrow.
I said that.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah. That's right.
I think so. It's fair,
right.
Isn't it?
Right. You said that?
I did.
Man, yeah, so you are ago. Really good. Thanks. They tell me you're really good.
No, I'm
you're
not.
Really,
I just, not. That was just one that I got lucky
That's a great comparison.
Yeah.
He's a bruiser. There's nothing real pretty about it other than it's always productive and it's always positive yards.
And then DeSean Jackson. Now, whether or not – I'm not smart enough to know whether teams are playing a safety over the top, but my assumption is that they want to take away the home run ball. And yet – He's catching a lot of passes. He's been really productive. He's catching the ball over the middle, which I guess people have criticized him about over the years. I mean, this great catch here and a really good review, a challenge there from you. Tell me about DeSean and the way he's playing this year. He's putting up big numbers.
Well, listen, he is. He's in the right mindset. He's playing aggressive football. He was a step away from breaking that one right there. He's got great hands. He's got great run after the catch ability, and he's a great route runner. So he knows how people respect his speed. He utilizes that to do a short intermediate game, and Michael has a lot of trust in him.
End of the game. Could you just between me and you? Did you get the? And I don't even know if you got to ask this question. And I'm not criticizing. Mm-hmm. Did you get the call in on time? The timeout.
You know, it was close. It was close, but I went to put the timeout on.
Yeah.
I mean, I clearly went to put the timeout on.
Did you think you got the time in? I mean, like, if you were to actually go back and watch the time you called for it and then the time the ball was snapped.
It was close. It was close. I think he anticipated well.
Yeah.
Listen, you can argue. Sure. I mean, it's about a 50-50 shot, and so of icing him and – You know, in my mind, you have the crowd that you continue to keep in and keep the pressure on them, let them have a little time to think about it. You give your players that one extra tick to allow them to rest up and give the best possible rush possible. And listen, you make sometimes you make the right decision, sometimes you don't. I can't tell you that there wasn't a minute there that I didn't want to have.
Yeah,
have that timeout like back, yeah. But that's how it goes. That's all part of the game,
right?
You know, and thank goodness he missed the second one.
Hey, you're putting a lot of pressure on the cornerbacks. They are stepping up to the challenge. A lot of bump and run, a lot of man coverage. Namdi and Dominique and Brandon. You talk about them against an outstanding pass rush.
Well, absolutely. They are. We've got a good pass rush. They have good receivers. Our guys came up and they came up and challenged them. And that helps add a little pressure onto the quarterback. The quarterback he's going to have to earn the easy ones, the short throws. So, but listen, you're playing arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League right now. I mean, he is playing at a very high level. He's got complete command of that offense. And for our defense, Juan and the defense and the coaches and the players to do what they did, my hat's off to him.
Yeah, another great team waiting on Sunday in Pittsburgh. How deep are you into the Steelers already?
Yeah, I've had a chance to look at them. We played them in the preseason, so we had done some off-season work on them and also some training camp work on them. Now we come back and play a great team in a in a great environment there in Pittsburgh. So, you know, we'll go back and make sure that we work hard starting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and put our game plan in and get it right.
Yeah, well, hey, congratulations on the win. Great bounce back after the tough one in Arizona, and I know it was important to get back on the right track.
That's right. Not an easy thing to do. I'm proud of the guys for doing that.
So yeah. All right. Yep. Coach Reed.
All right, bud.
Thank you very much. Andy Reed in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.